Hey, welcome to the Ask Megan segment, where I do my very best to answer your burning questions about your body and your self-care habits in 6 minutes or less. And here is the question of the week from a mom just like you. You are gonna love this one.
Hi, Megan. I was wondering about splurges. When do you incorporate how many splurges you have? This is an area that I struggle with. Either I get too extreme and I focus so much on how many splurges, or I'm just splurging the entire day.
Yes, the splurges. This is always so tough, right? And I did dig into this a little bit back on episode 181. There we had another question all about splurges, but that one was a little bit more about what constitutes a splurge, like what actually should I be counting as a splurge. So if you didn't listen to that, make sure you go back and listen to that one. Today's question is a little bit more about the quantity of splurges, right? Like, how many splurges should you be aiming for in a day, in a week? Okay, I'm going to start with the hard answer and then back up from there, okay? All right, buckle up. You ready? But you got it. Okay, I'm going to say something, but you have to promise me that you're going to listen all the way to the end of this quick 6 minutes, okay? So here's the hard answer. If body composition change is your goal, let's say that you have some body fat that you would like to lose, you want to trim down and body composition change is your goal, then the best progress is seen when you're following the 90-10 rule with your eating habits. What I mean by that is that 90% of the time you're eating good, healthy, on-point meals, and only 10% of the time you're splurging. Okay, so to put this into perspective, if you're eating 4 meals a day, 7 days a week, that's 28 meals total over the course of the week. So 10% of those meals would be about 3. So 3 out of 28 meals can be splurge meals. Now, that's not very many, which means that you have quite a few days that are supposed to be quote unquote perfect. That's hard to do. It can be done, but it's very hard to do. And I know that that's just not very many splurges, which is why I like to really mention being mindful here. Make sure that when you do choose to splurge, it's your absolute favorite thing. Eat it slowly, savor and enjoy every single bite. That way you really enjoy that splurge. And then on the flip side of that, make sure all of your other meals, all those other meals over the course of the week are really full and satisfying. Lots of protein, lots of produce. Because if you're being underfed, you're more likely to crave the splurges, okay? So that's the hard answer. That's the one you probably didn't want to hear. Now, this does not mean that you need to go from being someone that splurges all day, every day to a 3 splurge per week person. That is a big shift. And yes, you're going to burn out. It's going to be really hard to be that, to do that, to follow that. So here's what I recommend right now for you, Hannah, and for anybody else that's listening that's like, my splurges are out of hand. I am so far from that 90-10 rule, but what can I do to get better? Spend 1 week and just journal. Don't change your eating habits at all. Just eat normally and try to tally up how many times you splurge. You can just write a check mark, okay? So this is how I create tracking charts for nutrition, is that for each meal, you just put a check mark or an X. You don't have to write any of the food down necessarily. I'll talk about that in just a second. But if you have a good, healthy meal, you know, you had protein, produce, good food, put a check mark at that meal. If you had a splurge, like you had a dessert, you had a cookie, you had a bunch of crackers, you had something that you knew was more of a junk food item, put an X, okay? And even you could even write down what that X was. So you could even write down what that splurge was. You might find that some of those things that you're splurging on aren't even worth it to you, like that Ritz cracker that you stole from your son and you just ate like half of the package of Ritz crackers. Like, what a waste, right? Why did I even do that? So write down what those splurges are. And then just over the course of the week, like see how many splurges you normally have. just to get a good idea of where you're at right now. If you find that you're splurging 17 times in 1 week, which is totally normal, then all we want to do is aim for progress. Next week, we're going to turn up your discipline just a little bit more, and I want you to aim for just 15 splurges. That's not a huge leap. It's not like I'm saying, hey, you got to go down to one or two or just three splurges. Okay, we're just dialing it in a tiny bit. We're going from 17 splurges to 15. And then the next week, let's see if we can shave off one more and eventually, hopefully, get down to about 7 splurges over the course of the week, about 1 per day. Now, a lot of people can see significant progress with their body if they're splurging mindfully once a day. You might be able to just hang out there and never have to go down to that 3 times a week number. But a lot of people I also coach will be like, I'm splurging about once a day and I'm still not hitting my goals. So that's at the point where I'm like, all right, let's try to dial it in a little bit more. Let's see if we can get closer to that 90-10, 90% on point, 10% splurges, and see if we can see some more progress there. But don't start there. Don't start at 90-10. You need to start with what your baseline is right now and then just slowly ratchet it towards that goal. Because like I said, you might find that you're starting to make the progress you really want to see at 7 splurges a week or 1 a day. And that would be a great place to hang out. You could just stay there forever. That's about where I am at personally. I splurge about once a day and feel pretty good about that. My body feels good. I don't feel like it's going in the wrong direction. And so it's a good place to kind of maintain. And you might find that that's the same for yourself too. But I know that splurging can be a constant battle, and I hope this really helps with that battle. Try to not be all or nothing about it. But the first step almost in everything, in almost every case, is to just observe first and get a good idea of where you're at. All right. Okay. Awesome question. Hopefully that helped you today. And listen, if that triggered a question that you have in your own mind right now, maybe you're wondering something about your workouts or your nutrition or maybe just mindset in general, send it my way. I don't want you to be sitting there wondering and not getting the help that you need. Okay. So go to vigeofit.com/ask and you can send me your question. It's super easy. Don't be shy. I do want to hear from you. All right. Okay, friend, thanks for joining me today, and I will see you back next week. Until then, be strong.